From inside your computer, it's Spicoli TV.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome back to Spicoli TV. It is Friday night. I am your host, Spicoli, sitting in the driver's seat. Sitting in the shotgun formation. Sitting in the shotgun formation. Fresh off a draft day. It's Smitty. What round did you go in?
I went in the,
Higher than Teddy Bridgewater or Johnny Football?
I was in the square round.
Wouldn't you hate to be Johnny Football sitting in the goddamn stands all this time and you get drafted by the Cleveland Browns? Ugh! Hey, I quit!
Their money spends just as good as anybody else's. Oh,
God, though, man.
Cleveland, what it's all about.
All those years in them shitty stands with that crappy
Cleveland
weather.
Rocks.
Oh, God. I could see a Drew Carey on the sidelines right now. Be eating dog biscuits and throwing them at Johnny Football. Well, good luck with that. I thought for sure Dallas was going to pick him up, but I guess not.
Why would Dallas get him when they just gave
they
Romo $35 million?
They wanted him. I don't know
why.
Yeah,
that was all bullshit.
I thought so.
You paid Romo all that money last year. They got no option.
But see,
Romo's their guy.
The problem they haven't figured out with Romo is he still sucks. He sucks. He's as bad as Josh Freeman. Who?
No, he's
yeah,
not
exactly.
That bad. Actually, I believe Josh Freeman signed a one-year deal with maybe Cleveland.
It wasn't Cleveland. It was somebody like that.
Somebody.
Yeah, he's sitting on somebody's sideline for a year.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to the show, kids. Tonight we're going to talk about TV moms. TV moms. Bill Jay in the studio tonight helping us out in the background, sir. How are you?
Yeah, you got it.
I'm here.
You good?
Yes.
Boy, that Amy Schumer's hot, isn't she?
She is hot.
1 year ago tonight, almost, kids, that Amy Schumer played a key role. A key role in our show.
Guided the traffic lanes to
the
right.
Back into the fucking, what you call it? You got people in the
merging.
What's the lane? The diamond lane.
Oh, the carpool lane.
The carpool lane,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah,
I couldn't spit it out. I had a flat tire.
You did spit it out, actually.
But tonight we're going to be talking about TV moms. So the phone numbers to the show are 813-402-6724.
Not that it matters.
Not that it matters, but it is out
although
there.
Although Hippie Lettuce may call.
You never know. It
that's funny
happen.
How we have one caller that doesn't watch and a bunch of watchers that don't call.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Okay.
Go figure.
Whatever.
This show has reached a new milestone. Tonight we'll be playing a couple of games. So let's say hello to our friends on the board right now. I see DB's Vixen on there, Smitty, Minnesota. Thorquest is on.
When you say Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. Well, when you say Minnesota, you have to say
Minnesota, baby.
Exactly.
Minnesota, baby.
Look, that mic is blinking. That's telling us the battery's dead.
Yeah, gotta be.
That's been there that long that we haven't changed the battery in that mic, and it's blinking, telling us it's time to change the battery.
Minnesota, baby.
How many guests you've had?
And now back to Spicoli.
Welcome back to Spicoli TV, 813-402-6724. Currently discussing hot TV moms. Somebody on the board, Dilly, says Carla from Cheers. She was a mom. And she was...
You bang her?
Kind of hot, no. I like the chick from According to Jim. Wow, she was sexy. She also played Alan's girlfriend in... Smoking Hot Blonde.
Who, God, what's the other one? Not Raymond, but...
His brother, the show that he does, Till Death Do Us Part. She's hot, too.
No.
Brad Garrett, you talking about?
You talking about?
She was the girl from, and I didn't know this. She was the girl that played in Uncle Buck. The hot-headed girl that was
the teenage chick.
Yeah, the teenage chick that Uncle Buck watched over.
Really?
Yeah, that she's now playing as a mom. What show is that, man? It's
wow.
It was a big hit. It was not a recording.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's, I got to
Minnesota.
Look at Minnesota. Minnesota, going to have to do some homework for
you
us.
You got
to
look at the name of the chick.
Other people say Klinger.
Corporal Klinger?
Yeah, I guess. Middle Nation Radio said he would have picked Morticia Adams over Claire Huxtable.
Oh, now wait. We talked about this earlier, about women in the 50s masturbating.
Yeah, this is a question. You weren't around earlier in the show. We were asking ourselves, and we just asked a woman at random, women in the 50s, did they masturbate?
And I say no.
Smitty says no. I think they did. I think they just hid it, and they didn't. It wasn't.
I'm not saying
it was taboo.
Like Morticia, for example.
She rubbed it
she
out.
She was rubbing one.
Come on. No, she's no got question. A hand
yeah.
walking around the house in and out of a box. She rubbing it out all day long.
Nobody could look at that
Carissima.
Hand and not be turned on. That hand was hot.
She got one. Thing,
I fucked her hand.
Thing's hand in her crotch.
Oh,
and
God.
And she's tapping fucking Mr. Pugo. What's his name on the head?
Seriously, this is a porn movie.
Of course. See? Oh, please.
Yes. Cindy on the Brady Bunch was actually played by Drew Barrymore.
Really?
When?
Oh, in the movie.
In the movie?
Oh, no, man. No.
Wait.
No, she wasn't.
Edith Bunker, yeah. Man, all right, come on, Minnesota. First, you got to go to the movie Uncle Buck.
In the old days, they did. Ever wonder about Harlequin romance novels? Now, see, there's
people,
a valuable point.
That's people talking about it, but think about it. They're not rubbing themselves. They're fucking. I'm not saying they weren't fucking, but they want that man with the long hair and that fucking whatever he was.
So she didn't. Women never touched themselves until a man opened their legs and entered them.
Fucked them. Yeah,
just straight up.
They had a build up, and it was an explosion for them.
Minor technical difficulty, folks. The microphone thing fell off. I'm Harry. Spicoli, I guess, went to wipe the
I call bullshit on that. You fucked up.
Well, Spicoli left the room, didn't tell us he was leaving, and you and I were sitting here, and it got quiet all of a sudden.
Hit the wrong button.
What does that mean in radio? That's not a good thing, is it?
That word mute isn't short for music.
You're right, it isn't. How observant you are. Wow.
Jeez.
Well, anyway, I got some Jackal. You want to hear some Jackal?
Rock me, roll me, Jackal me off.
That's good. That's good. I remember
that. I love
that
album.
I used to have their shirt back in the day. Yep.
These guys rock.
Well, this is Jesse James Dupree. He once posed nude in Playgirl.
He robbed a train.
He did. Well, this is Brain Drain. Sit tight. We'll be back.
Peace
nope.
Out.
Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Mama Loops, it's Tony Bonazzola, and you're listening to Spicoli TV right here on Ustream, you bastards.
Wow.
Such language.
Why's he got to be so harsh?
I don't know, man. That's terrible.
All right. Well, welcome back to the Amp It Up Hour. I am your host, Spicoli, and sitting next to me always is my co-host for the evening, Smitty.
That's right. We're going to play some tunes, roll some excitement, and rock everybody's ears off.
I got a little bit of comedy, too, we can play in later. And Gorgonzola sent us a weather report. I guess he wants people to have the weather for the week.
Okay.
So I told him that we would play his weather report. I know he used to send them to us back in the day, but I don't know what he's doing nowadays.
Right.
I just got an email, and it had an MP3, and he says, hey, Spicoli, will you play my weather? And I'm like, okay.
Well, we'll see whether or not we're going to play it anymore.
I don't know why we're doing weather at 11:40 or not, but we may, so we'll probably get that out here in a little while.
This tomorrow's forecast.
Yes, I think it is tomorrow's forecast, or maybe next week's.
Okay.
I'm not sure. He sent it last week, so it could be last week's. You know, He didn't really date it.
He has 100% accuracy rate.
He's better than Dennis
Phillips. I tell
Phillips.
It like it is.
Wow, he needs to take a spot in the... Oh, my God. Look at that guy. That's terrible.
I'm turning left. Look out.
Oh
beep,
my
beep.
Gosh, we're watching video in the studio. I've got the monitors up, and this guy was driving a golf cart on a football field and just basically ran over four or five people as he's just cruising along. It's like, wow. Don't mind me.
And he fell out.
And then he falls out at the end. It's the coup de
You got
gras.
It from here, guy.
Wow. Douche. All right, somebody requested Saigon Kick the Lizard.
Cool.
So I told him we would play that for them.
All right, let's roll.
And we'll get it out here. Get your turn your volumes all the way up. And get ready to amp it up because this is high energy rock and roll. Do I sound like that guy? What's his name?
No. Just throwing that out there. Now. Nope. Never heard of him.
I'm not even gonna touch
that. Howdy, stranger.
Wow. That was disgusting.
That was very rude.
You got any Purell?
That's a health hazard. I didn't know they allowed that.
Yuck. All right, well, we're going to go clean up the room now. Back in a minute. Sit tight.
Get a mop!
Ugh.